So we're speaking to Sisgugu. Sisgugu, a very good morning to you. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday. We're talking about friendships, or perhaps losing the term friend loosely. What sort of implications would you say that would have?
Morning, JT, and to your listeners. I think what concerns me, Nguti, Gubese, Guba, Nibes, over familiarity, you know, because we then think, Nguti, these people are our friends, and see, engage in a way which can potentially be inappropriate, you know. I know sometimes we use it as a term of endearment, and but sometimes people can tend to take it overboard. Bese kwenda loko ukuthi singasabi nalama boundaries, because the assumption is that Gugu always calls me my friend, and I think we lose the essence of what a friend is and who that person is and can be in your life. So I do think ukuthi sometimes kwameleni sibe careful, because kubese kukwenda ngazuthi awuna structure in your life when everyone is there. Yes, I think we need to be warm to people. We need to be receptive to people. Mm-hmm. But you think about caution, now the idea of also just guarding against the sense of just having and overexposing ourselves and the over familiarity, as I'm saying.
And I think, Sisgugu, perhaps someone younger, and I say someone younger because I would like to believe that someone our age, when it comes to friendships, one, you would be able to determine if a friend is a part of your life because, you know, they genuinely care for you, or they're a part of your life maybe just because of whatever benefits that they're getting because they're friends with you. So for those younger ones, how do we help them extinguish those two? You know, someone who's genuinely here for you than a person who's just here whenever, you know, they want to rip those benefits.
It's very important to go to Nabo. They can have these conversations with us. I think that in the things that happens in their friendships, because the young ones will always come to us and say, you know, this one did this to me and I don't like it and it didn't make me happy. So Nabo, but they are aware, because once someone oversteps their space or says things, gossips about you, makes a mockery out of you, bullies you, then you know, Uguti, that person you can't put in your close corner and say, this is my close friend, I trust and I believe in this one. So we need to teach our young girls and boys just to be careful. Look, to the moment also Mondo Agwenda as you feel uncomfortable in yourself and even in the group of, you know, the friendship circle, that, you know, when you're always the one who's laughed at, just being mindful of that. And I think we also need to know that not everyone is going to be your friend. Whether even at work, you know, we've talked about this, because when we go to work, you see, I'm 17, so we are not all going to be friends at work. We are not all going to be friends in certain spaces, and we need to be just mindful of that. You know, there's this thing, Gucci, you know, you might be the juiciest peach, but you are not going to be liked by everyone. So nago logo funa sigwati, si be mindful of that. Uguti, just be careful, because also when you invite too many people in your life, it's going to confuse you, you know, and you've just overexposed yourself. Logo uguti, you're not going to be able to then filter, uguti, if I'm exposed and if I'm made vulnerable, who was the weakest link in the group, you know?
Yeah, so it is important for us to distinguish between the two. Yes, that's Sisgugu. Sisgugu, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, ma'am.